This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From Baseball America, let's bring back to the show Kyle Glaser. Kyle, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Vinny and Annie.
Yeah, my pleasure. Glad to be back on with you guys.
Now, we know about Rutschman and Rodriguez and Hall and Mountcastle because they've been in the system for a while. And Mountcastle actually even made his major league debut and acquitted himself quite nicely in 2020. But with the draft picks from last year and even a Gunnar Henderson kind of guy, how did you guys at Baseball America evaluate them, given the fact that some of these guys were just pretty much isolated to the alternate training camps in 2020?
Yeah, so a lot of discussions with evaluators, both inside and outside the organization, on what took place at the alternate training site, what took place at instructional league. Some of these guys did get some time. And in the case of the draft picks, there was a little bit of a college season. And you look at previous track records of what these guys did in Heston Kjerstad's case for Team USA, what he did in previous seasons. So it's just a lot of conversations, a lot of people, a lot of reporting. Obviously, nothing really can simulate the grind of a full minor league season to know what a guy really is. But again, there's a lot of people out there who have seen these guys. These guys have track records, and you kind of can still get a feel for where they all line up, at least up to this point in their careers.
With Rutschman, number one pick a couple years back out of Oregon State, switch hitter, plus defender, plus power. I mean, he rates pretty high in the 80 scale. What, the ceiling for him is what? Probably not making it to Baltimore this year. At least that's the indications Mike Elias has been throwing out there. But if you're a perfect world scenario for Adley Rutschman, what happens for him minor league baseball 21, and when's he breaking out the cartoon bird here in Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, perfect scenario. He's able to go out there and put together a full season against advanced upper-level minor league pitching, Double-A and Triple-A, especially in Triple-A. You see some guys who have some major league time. There's a lot of value in that. So I think just really for all players, being able to go out, see live pitching, go through the grind of a full season. But for him especially, he's so talented. It's really just a matter of reps and getting that experience and moving closer. And once he's ready, he has a chance to be a force in Major League Baseball. But those reps are very important, and you just want to have that for his development and every prospect's development.
Who made the biggest jump of the Oriole prospects? Who made the biggest jump from one year to another?
Yeah, I don't know offhand exactly how many spots we're talking about with some of these guys. I mean, Grayson Rodriguez already ranked pretty high. He moved up a little further just because he's someone that people always felt very, very highly of, thought very highly of, excuse me. But it seemed like he took a jump this year at Instructional League, what he was showing, just the stuff ticked up, the secondaries ticked up. He just is looking more and more like a front-of-the-rotation monster. And you saw hints of that in 2019. I saw him pitch for Delmarva. But really just that extra year of growth, it was pretty clear speaking with evaluators at Instructs that he's really taken a step forward with his stuff, with his physical development. And all of a sudden we're looking at a guy who you thought, yeah, this could be a mid-to-front-of-the-rotation starter. Now it's like, oh, wow, this looks exactly like what a number one starter looks like at age, you know, 20, 21.
Who has the highest ceiling? Is there any Oriole that could be a top three prospect?
Well, I mean, Adley Rutschman already is. I mean, there are people out there who believe that Adley Rutschman has every bit as good of a chance to have the standout major league career that our number one prospect, Wander Franco, does. And just talking to evaluators throughout the game, they will tell you that these are the clear top two. And Julio Rodriguez, the Mariners outfielder, they feel is also the clear top three, the clear number three there. But there's a lot of sense that Adley Rutschman has a chance to be a superstar in this league and has the highest ceiling of, again, it matches Wander Franco. So you can argue it's the highest ceiling of any prospect in minor league baseball, at the very least tied with number one.
Kyle Glazer joining us here, Vinny and Annie, 105.7 The Fan. From Baseball America, five Orioles make the Baseball America top 100 prospects for 2021. Now looking a little bit farther down the Orioles organizational depth ladder there, what players, Kyle, are knocking on the door of the top 100? Because Mountcastle, with all, you know, everything's going according to plan, he's going to be starting left field this year, at least get some DH at-bats. Who are some of the other prospects that are close to getting into top 100 status and are certainly of major league caliber down the road?
Yes, there's no one really knocking on the door, so to speak. We at Baseball America put together our 10 prospects who just missed and talked about some other guys that are just behind them. So it's not like they have anyone that's, you know, number 103. But the next guy in terms of the Orioles' top 10 prospects is Gunnar Henderson. Very, very promising young infielder. Can do some things with the bat, can play the infield. And again, we're just talking about a really, really young kid who you want to see go out and, you know, produce consistently over the course of a full minor league season against professional arms. And I think once he does that and as he makes his adjustments, there's absolutely a chance he could be there in a year or two. I don't think anyone will be shocked if we look up a year or two from now and, hey, Gunnar Henderson's a top 100 prospect. It's just given how many other prospects right now have gone out and done that, who have reached higher levels, who also have very bright futures. They're just ahead of him on the pecking order right now.
Is the draft, you know, the draft's going to be interesting this year just because of the evaluation process and stuff, but is the draft strong? You know, so like the Orioles are going to be able to add more good pieces possibly?
Yeah, there are definitely some strengths. There's a lot of really good college pitching in this class and high school hitters. That's the strength of this upcoming draft. So, yeah, I mean, there's always talent in every draft, but there's no question there's a lot of players in this coming draft that have a lot of promise. The headliners are two Vanderbilt pitchers, Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter. There's a lot of other guys. It's not just them. Miami has a catcher named Adrian Del Castillo, who's really good. There's some good prep shortstops, Jordan Lawler out of Dallas, Marcelo Mayer out of San Diego. So there's no question. There's a good group here, you know, the top couple prospects in the class that have a chance to be impact players. And there's always a lot of guys, you know, in the 10 to 15 range who turn out to be studs too. So there's no question the Orioles and every other team will have a chance to add another impact player to their system, picking in the top half of the draft.
Kyle Glazer joining us, Baseball America. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Kyle, before let you roll, as you look at the Orioles farm system today compared to where it was, say, 2, 3, 5, 10 years ago, how big are the strides that they have made in developing talent and now spending some dough on some of these international prospects as well?
Yeah, it's taken a lot of strides. We went back and looked it up. I believe the five Orioles top 100 prospects are the most the organization has had since either 2007 or 2008. So anytime you're talking about the most you've had in over a decade, you're in the best place you've been in a while. Obviously, it's intentional. The Major League team, it's kind of tanking to get there. They've let a lot of good veterans go. They've amassed high draft picks. So when you take this route, you should have a really good farm system. But thus far, they've added some good players. That's all you can ask for when this is the route you take. And now it's just about continuing to add more and build this talent base up so they can be competitive again as soon as possible.
Kyle Glazer, Baseball America. Kyle, we appreciate the time. Great to catch up with you. Enjoy the rest of your Friday, and we'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.